Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonawanda Supervisor Joe Eminger joining us live this morning as work begins tonight to take down the pedestrian bridge over Sheridan Drive between Colvin and Delaware. Joe, would you agree that this is maybe one of the most recognizable pedestrian bridges in Western New York?
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Brian. Well, certainly in the North Towns, I would certainly agree that it is highly recognizable and something that has been up crossing Sheridan Drive for over 50 years now.
Recognizable. We're not going to say pretty, though.
Certainly not pretty. It has been called an eyesore by some in recent years, and I'm not going to disagree with that.
What is the history? You just mentioned 50 years.
Well, the bridge was put up in 1966 for two main reasons, primarily. One, put up by the state of New York, paid for by the state of New York. And then out of their generosity, they deeded it over to the town to maintain and take care of in perpetuity. So back in the 60s, it was put up to help people, help young people get across Sheridan Drive, not only get to Hoover School, but also to the former Delaware Pool, which is at the site of the now Aquatics and Fitness Center.
And in the years since, it's kind of degraded in quality to where a few years ago this had to be shut down, no one else allowed on it, right?
It was shut down in July of 2016, almost 3 years ago now, by the town, because of for safety reasons. It wasn't deemed safe for people to use, and it really wasn't getting a lot of use, quite frankly, in those preceding years. So we had to look at ways to either, fix it, replace it, or take it down. And we've been spending the last couple of years trying to figure out what our best option was. And when you get right down to it, you hate to admit it, but to replace that bridge, it originally cost $43,000 in 1966. To replace that bridge with current standards, including ADA requirements, you'd be looking at probably $2.5 million to replace that bridge.
Wow, that's a big difference. So how are people crossing Sheridan Drive now?
Well, when we decided to close the bridge, we got together with the school district, and obviously we were very concerned about the children who were going to be crossing Sheridan Drive at that point. So we put together a plan that we put on more crossing guards for the school children, both at Colvin and Sheridan Drive and also at Sheridan and Delaware Road. So over the last 2.5, 3 years, we've been doing that. And quite frankly, over the past 2.5 years, I've gotten less than a handful of calls concerned about what's going on. And I think the people have adjusted to the bridge not being there. As I said earlier, wasn't getting a lot of use before. So we think it's going to be really after today, after tomorrow, it's really going to be a non-story, quite frankly. And yeah, it'll be gone, but it probably will make Sheridan Drive a little bit prettier, in my opinion.
All right. That's one way to look at it. Hey, how is this going to be demolished?
Well, the engineering firm is going to be starting. We're going to be starting the road closures today at 10 o'clock, and they are going to be lifting the bridge up, if you can imagine that, picture that. They're going to be lifting a bridge up, taking it to another nearby site to dismantle it. And it'll all be done by, everything will be done by 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Sheridan Drive will be reopened at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. They may be some limited lane closures along Sheridan Drive for the next day or two, and there'll be some restoration work going on around the site maybe over the next week or two. But it's going to be very quick, very swift, and like I said, most of us will be sleeping and won't even realize it till we go down Sheridan Drive tomorrow morning, and it's going to be gone.
Do you think then this will pretty much take one night?
That's the plan, one night. It's going to take about 8 hours something that's been up there for 53 years is going to be gone in 8 hours.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Are you going to miss it at all? I mean, it's going to be weird a little bit, right, driving down Sheridan without that bridge?
I think the first couple times you drive by, you know, it's right near our police station. The first time you drive by, it is going to be a little bit odd for it not to be there. But it certainly is something that is going to open up maybe development for some of those parcels in that area. You know, the bridge is on a parcel of land that's owned by a private developer. And I think that parcel now that's right adjacent to our police center, you know, it's a small parcel, but I think that site can be redeveloped now.
And not a bad idea. Well, I wonder how many people will take pictures of it today, one last time, right?
I would imagine there'd be a few people out there. It's going to be a fairly nice day out there today weather-wise. So I'm sure you're going to try to get some people maybe going out tonight, you know, walk up maybe to see it and take care of it. We would encourage people not to do that for safety reasons. But I certainly think there may be some drones out there, you know, tonight, you know, taking some pictures of it coming down. So it'll be interesting to see what we're going to see on social media tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, a big day for people in that area. Hey, Joe, thanks so much for coming on. That's Joe Eminger. He's the supervisor of the town of Tonawanda. That footbridge that goes over Sheridan Drive being removed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.